The gavel fell on the 109th Congress this weekend, closing a lame duck session that was the end of Republican rule of the Capitol, at least for now. In its final hours, lawmakers passed a flurry of bills, including trade status for Vietnam, a continuation of popular tax credits, and legislation to open the Gulf of Mexico to gas and oil drilling. Democrats take over the Congress next month with a pledge to change the way business is done in Washington, but they'll already have at least one member under an ethical cloud. Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson won his bid for re-election last night, despite a federal bribery investigation involving some cold cash. Jefferson represents most of New Orleans and nearby Jefferson Parish. He handily defeated State Representative Karen Carter in a runoff election. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
When it was clear that Bill Jefferson had been elected to a ninth term, the crowd sang along to a tune that could have been the night's theme song. Despite an investigation in which FBI agents allegedly found $90,000 in Jefferson's freezer, and despite the guilty pleas of two associates who say they bribed him, unofficial returns showed early that Jefferson beat Karen Carter 57-43%. The Marvelettes' 1960s hit song was a reminder of a pugnacious campaign which was filled with attack ads, but Jefferson acknowledged his victory in a soft-spoken tone.
This is a great moment.
Jefferson thanked those at the victory party along with the voters of the 2nd Congressional District, calling them courageous, compassionate, and understanding.
I think what is called for now is unity. On the East Bank, on the West Bank, black and white, rich and poor throughout our district, with one objective: to recover this great and wonderful city that God has left to our stewardship.
For her part, Karen Carter said she still had much to do as a state representative, and she pledged to work with Jefferson.
Because what it's about, it's not about me. Remember what it was about. It's about people, and it's about the recovery. And we have a lot to do.
This race was the sole contest on the ballot, and voter turnout was low, estimated at no more than 20%. Absentee ballot returns weren't much better. That's evidence, perhaps, of the changes that have come in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Blacks still outnumber whites in New Orleans, but not by much. And the shift has caused race to come to the forefront of political battles. Debate over the bribery investigation is a prime example. Many whites say the Jefferson victory confirms the notion that Louisiana is corrupt and it will complicate efforts to get recovery funds. That's a notion that angers many blacks, including State Representative Cedric Richmond.
People have called us corrupt and for so long that we believe it, and we're not. And if you look at things going on in other states, we don't have a Foley scandal going on in our state. And I can go on and on and on. And I simply say that nobody's ever questioned whether Congressman Jefferson, with a Harvard law degree, LLM from Georgetown, a Southern University degree, is not smart, capable, and a proven leader.
Richmond calls the bribery allegations rumor and innuendo, pointing out that Jefferson has not been charged with a crime. Even so, New Orleans City Council President Oliver Thomas says Jefferson may have a tough time representing the 2nd Congressional District.
Because the Democratic Party seems to be reluctant to put the congressman in any substantial committee. So I just hope he can work through that, because we're going to need him. We're going to need him to continue to be effective. And we're going to have to support him so he can help support us.
But while the congressman has won his re-election battle, he may face an even larger fight since the federal bribery investigation continues. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, New Orleans.